We're walking through the security and this and that, and people are just staring. I can feel them staring, even though I can't see them.
Yeah, the whole scheme of things, and if you look at that sort of time frame from a point of view of when you're born to when you die, that's only a very, very, very small part, you know, or time of your life.
Thanks for tuning in. This has been Hermit Radio.
To Hermit Radio. I'm your host, Cameron. Today we're going to be concluding our series, Self-Mastery. In this episode, we're going to do a review of the first three episodes. We'll talk about them kind of a little bit, each piece by piece, and we'll do one big overall review. So if you go back to the first episode, we were talking about self-awareness. We were talking about letting go of old beliefs that don't serve you anymore. So for the homework on that one, we were talking about how to tune yourself and tuning yourself throughout the day. We were also talking about learning how to let go of things. We were trying to take something that we don't need anymore, and that can be thoughts, emotions, and feelings. Those three things, we can let go of those things, but we can also let go of physical things, people, objects, things we don't need anymore that don't serve us, right? So you could take it farther and say things like addiction. We can learn how to let things like that go. Or even something as simple as like maybe playing on your phone too much and that's keeping you distracted from what you really need to be doing. We can learn how to let go of that. In stressful situations, going back to the feeling of love, right? And I talk about the many different ways that I do that for myself. When I meditate, I go back to the feeling of love. Anytime I'm unsure or starting to feel self-doubt, I go back to the feeling of love. And what that means for me, like I talked about that in episode one, but what do I mean by that? I mean, thinking about something that brings me back to the sensation of love. And this doesn't have to be maybe a thought if you don't want to use your imagination. Something that's a healthy pattern for you, right? You might say that like your happy, good thing is eating ice cream every night, but that's not necessarily conducive to what we're trying to do here. Although, if eating ice cream is something that brings you happiness and brings you back to the feeling of love, then certainly incorporate that into your life. Because if it gives you that kind of feeling, then it is good for you. The feeling is what's good for you. We're not talking about the food. We're talking about what makes you feel good, right? And sometimes you just need to eat a bowl of ice cream to feel a little bit better. There's nothing wrong with that. And you shouldn't let anybody tell you what can or shouldn't make you feel better. That's only up to you. As much as your mom and your counselor and your therapist think they know what's best for you, sometimes they do. But ultimately, you know what's good for you. You know yourself better than any of those people. That's a fact. So going back to, really what we're talking about in episode one is going back to the feeling of love and learning how to kind of like deal with our basic emotion system. In episode two, we're balancing modern life with spirituality. Things can be difficult right now, especially in 2020. Like we're dealing with a lot of craziness going on. How do we maintain a posture of spirituality or really just living from the heart? You know, I feel like when we say the word spirituality, it gives us a connotation of woo-woo or something otherworldly that's not necessarily for us humans here on Earth. And that's quite the opposite. Really what we're talking about is just a posture of living from the heart, and how do we maintain that in a world where everyone around us is not doing that? When people are living in fear and taking their anger out on people around them, how do we live with a pure heart and live with happiness and love in a time like that? We talk about some different ideas, right? We talk about mainly it's our social responsibility. It's our social responsibility to work on ourselves, because that is what's missing from the world right now. That's why we don't have peace on earth, because not every individual is seeking to improve themselves to the point of where they are in control of their thoughts, emotions, and feelings all the time. And with that lack, because there is lack in themselves, there is lack in the world. If we didn't have lack on the individual level, every single one of us, there would be no lack in this world. So those are what we're talking about, those things. We're talking about some ways to maintain this, right? By creating values, things that we live by, a code, right? Create your own code. Imagine you're a knight in the medieval times, and you have to, and you live by a code. There's three words that describe you that you live by, right? What are those? Righteousness, loyalty, duty, or maybe it's love and trust and respect. What are those three words for you? Create that for yourself and really truly live by it. For me, it's twofold simple. What I do and what I believe is love everybody and don't lie. As long as you can maintain those two things, then you're living the kind of life that you should be. And not just for me, like this is not the life I'm telling you to live, but this is the life that leads to a path of a much happier, much more stress-free environment. Love everyone and don't tell lies. Maybe those aren't the ones for you, but this is where, you know, your universe is yours, created. Create your mantras, create your values, right? What's a mantra that you can live by? That was the other thing we're talking about, creating a mantra that you live by. Something simple like, it's just the way it is. Or, I am perfect. Or, I am beautiful, I am wonderful. If you need some type of, like, extra backup during the day, if something happens that's so negative it knocks you on your feet, you know, you, all right, well, I need to go back to this feeling. How do I go back to this feeling? How do I maintain that posture? Use a mantra. Come back to something that makes you feel good. Okay, today is just another day. There's always something else. You know, whatever it is, find something that works for you and really live it. Really embrace it and really take hold of it and just repeat it every time that something like that happens. And eventually what you're really learning to do is rewire your brain, right? Sometimes the things I say sound a little mystical and a little out there, but really what we're talking about is just making sure that your brain is operating the proper and efficient way. It's just like a computer. We have systems and we have air coolants and we have all these things to make sure that our computers run properly. Your brain does too, but you do them. That's why we struggle, because we're on autopilot all the time and we're not thinking about how to correct the negative impulses that are affecting our brain all the time. Okay. So in the review on lesson two, and the big thing that we talked about in lesson two was starting a conversation with somebody who is on the complete opposite spectrum of you, right? Maybe it gets heated, maybe it doesn't. It's all an experiment to see how we communicate with each other, to see if you get worked up or to see how the other person gets worked up. You might say that this is a little deceitful, but I promise you, I only want you to do this from the standpoint of loving somebody, because you are trying to learn more about yourself and learn more about people around you. And what better way to learn about yourself and other people around you than to find somebody who is on the complete opposite spectrum of you and learn how to still communicate with them effectively, right? This is a very difficult thing that we are not being very successful at right now in our time. We are not able to have conversations with people because we're so worked up about what they think and what we think that it literally is tearing us apart. So we need to put the training wheels back on, and we need to learn how to really communicate with each other. Because why are you getting mad about somebody else's opinion? Let's think about that real. I want you to just be very open right now in this moment. I want you to just listen to my words. Why are you angry about someone else's perspective? If it's not your perspective, then who cares? What does it matter? Why are you letting somebody else's view of the world impact your view of the world? The only time you should be doing that is when you allow it to and when you want it to. But if you're allowing somebody's negative view of the world to impact you, you're doing that. You're letting your armor down and you're letting them hit you with it. You don't have to do that. Put your guard up. be on the defensive. Now, that doesn't mean that you should be ready to attack somebody. That doesn't mean that you should jump on somebody for their belief towards you. As a matter of fact, you are now going to be the example of what having a normal, a loving conversation looks like, because you're not on the attack. You're not saying something offensive. You're not bringing somebody down because you don't like what they're saying. You're taking what they're saying at face value. You're really listening, because this is the only way for us to communicate. This is the only way for us to get where we need to be and for us to work together. If you really think that you can save the world all on your own, then I'm sorry, but you're a little misguided. The only thing that you can do is really work on yourself, make yourself a beacon and a signal to other people of how they should and will act someday. And you reflect that so that they can see it and that they can learn from you. Because if you react with anger, hate, and bring people down and say things to affect other people's state of mind, then you're no better. Then you're no better. No matter what side you're on, no matter how good your cause is, if you are bringing people down, and you know what? Let's take this even further. I'm not even talking about just on social media. I'm talking about behind closed doors too. Because it's not enough to just, you can't be phony holy, right? This is what I'm talking about. You say one thing to somebody, but you mean another, and you're hiding behind it. And you think that you're on a pedestal, you think that you're better than that person because you're not being honest. You're just not being mean about it. You're just allowing them to say what they need to say and almost being a little snarky about it, right? Well, I'm better than this person, and whatever they say is what it is, you know? Like, that's not helping. Yeah, sure, you didn't get angry about it and you're not being destructive, but that's malicious and you're just keeping it a secret, which is even worse. Like I said, go back to those two things. Tell the truth. Tell the truth no matter how painful it is. No matter how much trouble you think you're going to get in, no matter how much it doesn't feel good, and no matter how much you think it might hurt somebody, you need to tell the truth. Not only to them, but you need to tell the truth to yourself. Because if you're one of these people that is standing up for a cause and you really want to be this person, you really believe in your cause, if you're saying something else behind closed doors, you're not living to your purpose. And you're lying to yourself. Okay. So let's talk about episode 3. In episode 3, I was talking about seeing life as already perfect, right? What is keeping us from stepping into our dream reality? And what is keeping us from believing that this is already perfect? You are. You are literally standing in front of the door and keeping yourself from stepping into infinity and really truly being limitless. You can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want. No one and no thing is stopping you from being that person, other than yourself. Okay, now to play devil's advocate, you might be saying, well, I'll never make $1 million. Sure, you'll certainly never make $1 million if you don't think that you will. You certainly are never going to get $1 million if you don't work for it, if you don't take steps or actions to make it happen. It's not going to just appear out of nowhere. But I feel like we're a little misconstrued. We think that hard work means that it's not still magical. That's not true at all. Just because it doesn't appear right in front of you doesn't mean it's not magical. Getting $1 million from your hard work is magical, right? Attracting love, finding somebody who truly loves you is a miracle, no matter how it happens. But that doesn't mean you still don't have to take steps and find a way to achieve those goals or to make those things happen. And then we talked about purpose, right? Two things. What is my purpose? And what do I want my purpose to be? And in the review, I asked you to look at that and ask yourself, which of those are you? Because there is no wrong way. If you already know what your purpose is and you're trying to live it out, then beautiful, that is good. Keep doing that. But if you're not sure what your purpose is, and if you're battling with that question, if you find yourself battling with that question, then ask yourself, what do I want my purpose to be? Because that's okay. whatever you want your purpose to be, if that's what you set it up to be, and that's what you pursue, then who's to say that that is not what it was supposed to be all along, and all it took was for you to go do it, to pursue it? It's the same no matter which way you look at it. It is just a shift in perspective. Okay, and then I asked you to make a list of things that make you happy, right? Make a list of all the things that make you happy. Eating pizza, eating ice cream, working out, going for walks, listening to sappy music, watching movies, whatever those things are, right? Maybe those things, some of them are even on a deeper level, a deeper level than what we might want to say out loud. Whatever that is, try to include that in your life every day, more and more. Try to continue to bring new things that make you happy, right? Because it doesn't have to be the same list. We can continue to add to it. Try to incorporate more and more of those things. And by proxy, the more that you fill your life up with things that you enjoy and that make you happy, the more full and happy your life will be. And all that it takes is for you to start doing that. You'll become so busy with things that make you happy, you won't have any time for negative. You won't have time to have self-doubt. You won't have time to go back and worry about something because you already know that you've got all these other beautiful things that you got to do. And then the last thing on episode 3 was going back and reflecting on your life. Looking back from as far back as you can remember to now, and did it lead you to something beautiful? Or is it leading you to something beautiful? Does every major event that has happened in your life play out like a play? And are you just playing a part? And has everything lined up perfectly and beautifully to get you where you are? Seriously reflect on that. Because I know certainly in my life, the more I look back and the more on events I look back and I try to reflect on, I realize more and more that they were all exactly guiding steps to get me exactly where I am right now. So those 3 episodes of self-mastery, I wanted to do more, but I also wanted to keep it simple for this first type of coursework. I don't believe that this will be the last one I'll ever do. I think that what I would like is to take something like this and turn it into something a little bit more physical, something that you can download and something that comes with homework and you can fill it out and journal and work with it. If you are interested in something like that, please send me an email at hermitradio@gmail.com and let me know if that's something that you would be interested in. Because I've got this feeling in me that if I did make something like this, it would be valued and that people would be interested in looking at it. But the ultimate reason that I made this content is because I really believe that these steps, these actions, these things that we can do, they will assist us in having a balance of spirituality in our modern lives. It's not going to make you enlightened. It's not going to make you live a life of pain-free moments. Rather, what we should realize is that the painful moments are the ones that we should embrace because those are the ones that are showing us how to change and how to become more beautiful. Every negative situation is a teacher if we allow it to be. And it's a wonderful life to live that way. I recently just had a tire blowout on the interstate at night. And I had to change the tire on the interstate in the dark. And, you know, typically years ago, that would have really frustrated me. And I would have been a little panicky. And this time, you know, I really did truly just see how funny it was. And I was ready. I was ready for this opportunity to not be frustrated. And yeah, it was still physical labor, and it still took me a little while, and it was dark, and, you know, whatever. But, you know, I still made it happen. I still did it. And I did it without losing my cool and getting so frustrated that I couldn't even perform the tasks that needed to be done. That's clarity of mind. That's the kind of life I wish for everybody to get to live if they want to. So let's talk a little bit more about like the future and what it is that I have planned and in store. I definitely am still going to continue to do a series on this podcast, and I'll be creating something new for you very shortly. It might be a week or two in between the next episode, but I'll keep you updated on the social media and let you guys know what I'm doing. But I do plan to put another series together. But moving forward, I don't plan, not every series is going to be something workable like this one. This was just a fun one that I really felt my heart pulling towards, and so I wanted to do it. But the next ones, I've thought about doing book reviews. I've thought about talking about different aspects of different religions and how they're similar. I've talked about or thought about doing another series that maybe has, like, bringing on some guests that are experts in the topic of spirituality and, you know, people who have really put in the work or authors that have written books about it. So be on the lookout for that. And if you have some ideas or if there's something that you would like me to specifically talk about, please feel free to send me a message anywhere and let me know what you would like to see and hear. I'm going to continue to do my live lectures on YouTube. Things have just been pretty busy for me. So a few things that have been going on that I've been kind of in the works and working on is I've been doing a lot of writing. I'm currently writing a book right now, but I also just recently got an article published in Pure Living Nashville, if you want to go read it. It's called From Caveman to Philosopher, How Meditation Changed My Life. It's an article about me and just kind of some of the things that led me to where I am. And thank you again, Pure Living Nashville, for publishing that. I appreciate it. So yeah, if you want to read that, check it out there. And I'm also working with lifegrove.org. A wonderful guy named Christopher Lee. He is the host of the Soul Coach podcast, which I was interviewed on last week. And that'll be airing next week, next Thursday, I believe. So I'll have more on that for you guys as well. But if you want to hear me being interviewed about my life and what's happened, I'll be sure to put that up and you guys can see that there. But Christopher and I have started working together on some stuff, and we've kind of got some projects in the works for you guys, and I'm not quite ready to release what we're doing, but he has a beautiful website and a wonderful resource page that I am now working on as a part of that, and I've been writing some articles on that website. So if you're interested in that, it's lifegrove.org. It also has its own app where you can meet and talk to people in the same kind of aspects as how I'm talking to you. So if you're interested in that, or if you want to find some more information or read more of my articles, you can definitely check that out. Christopher, thanks again for including me in that. Appreciate it. But this last little part of this episode, I wanted to just talk to you guys. I wanted you to just kind of feel what I've got going on instead of just me talking about how to change your life. Let's just talk and be friends for a minute. I really appreciate everybody who's been listening, and I've got the list of countries pulled up on my podcast right now. I just want to share this because it really blows my mind. This is a list of all the countries that my podcast has already been listened in, and it absolutely blows my mind how many countries it's already been listened in. So let's name them off here. Okay, so other than the United States, we have Germany. We have Australia, Norway, Ireland, Nigeria, Canada, the United Kingdom, Kenya, the Philippines, Iraq, the Netherlands, India, Kuwait, Mexico, South Africa, Afghanistan, Japan, Portugal, Austria, Vietnam, Poland, Romania, Brazil, Sweden, France, Denmark, and Italy. So if you are somebody listening in one of those countries, man, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening and supporting my podcast. When I originally made this podcast, I had no idea that it would go to the level that it has, and I would not have had the support that I've had. Ooh, pardon me. So again, thank you guys so much for this. It's been a real pleasure working with everybody and doing this, and I continue to keep doing it. As long as you guys are listening, I'm going to keep making content. But I do want to expand. I want to keep making content, and I want to reach more people. Right now, we live in a time that's pretty scary for everybody, and I understand the fear, and I understand the state of mind that people might be in. It's justified, and all I want to do is just help bring you a little comfort. And as this process and as this time continues to be crazy, I hope that you can look to me as a lighthouse, and that if you're feeling lost and you need to find your way home, I can help you get there. And all I mean by that is just bringing you back to the place where you've always been, which is right here and right now, and being in a posture of whatever you want it to be. But what it ultimately comes down to is love. I just want you to feel loved, and I want you to love other people. Because that is what can make the world change. And not by yourself, but certainly by fixing yourself and working on yourself first, you can make it possible for other people to see that and then work on themselves. At this point in time, I just feel like we can no longer be capable of less sophisticated thinking. This is a time of great opportunity. We have so many smart and brave people in the world, and things are changing. You know, we're seeing equal rights for people of color and for people of different sexual orientation, whatever that is. We're seeing a new age where people are really truly being accepted for who they are. So let's just bring this thing all the way home. Let's make it happen. Doesn't have to be complete 10 years from now. Let's just bring it home. Let's do it. Let's come together. Let's push this thing across the finish line. Let's really truly make a world where everyone is equal and we don't have judgment for each other. That's one thing that I can do for the world, and that's the one thing that I will do. So again, thank you everybody for who's been listening and following over the time I've been doing this. I'll have something again for you shortly, so just be on the lookout for it. And hopefully it'll be just as awesome and beautiful for you guys as all the other stuff I've made. But this has been Hermit Radio, and we'll catch you as soon as we've got something next up for you.